Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Keith Beck here in Abenomene as we get set for the final matchup of the day. It's DCF versus Abenomene and boys hoops. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Abenomene, it'll be Luke Stanley, a senior, Mitch Tye, a senior, Rich Stewart, a senior, Nate Stanley, a sophomore, and Aiden Schwartz, a junior, for head coach Matt Riley, assisted by Cale Pokish, Brady Hannigan, and Kurt Hansen. For the Evergreens, Nick Sierkowski will get to start at the point, the 5'11 senior, Kyle Kurtenbach, 6' senior, Riley Peterson, a 6' freshman, Grant Vans Grinsven is a 5'11 junior, and Chris Cornish, a 6'3 junior. For head coach Corey Heckel, assisted by Jason McFarlane, Mike Wolf, John Minahan. We've got the national anthem coming up, and then we will get set to go here with this one. So we'll take one more time out, come back, and get ready to tip it off. It's the Evergreens and the Mustangs of Abenomene coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Ugh, my elbow. Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports! Tom King back here at Abenomene as we get set to go here tonight. Everest is in black with the green and white trim. Abenomene is in white with their maroon and gold trim. The schedule tomorrow here on Fox Sports Radio is an interesting one. Four games on the schedule will be basketball, hockey. Starting with the Lumberjacks of Wausau East against Chippewa Falls and boys basketball tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Pre-game show at 10:45. That will be followed by Everest Hockey in Antigo. Then it'll be Everest Boys Basketball. They take on Ocala Memorial tomorrow. That's a 4:15 tip. And then that'll be followed by the second Everest Hockey game of the day. They play two games tomorrow. And so we'll have all of that high school action for you tomorrow here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. The Evergreens, as we mentioned a bit earlier, starting Nick Sierkowski, Kyle Kurtenbach, Riley Peterson, Grant Van Grinsven, and Chris Cornish. Everest in that four overtime game against Rapids last Friday night. Sierkowski had 11 points. Hurtenbach had 7. Weir had 22 off the bench. Stephen Weir, 22 off the bench. Riley Peterson had 7. Grant Van Grinsven with 3. Chris Cornish had 9 in that game. So Weir lit it up. And Sierkowski doesn't normally score a lot, had 11 in that one as well. So let's see what happens here tonight, Dan. We're just about set to go. Abenomene gathering in a circle doing their chant before the game. The Mustangs of Abenomene from the Big Rivers Conference taking on the Evergreens from the Wisconsin Valley Conference. It's been sort of a mixed bag today, although all of the teams here are not from the Valley or the Big River. Superior is here. Rhinelander is here as well. All right, we're set to jump. Kyle Kurtenbach will jump center for the Evergreens, and he will control it. In the backcourt with it, it will be Riley Peterson who will direct the action. Peterson into the front court and gets it off to Van Grinsven. Now they swing. Peterson gets it back. They feed a cutter inside. The shot went up by Cornish up and in. Chris Cornish gets the Evergreens off to a good start. It's 2-0 Evergreens on the layup. Nice feed from Peterson to Cornish. But now I'm in the front court with the basketball. Aiden Schwartz gives it right wing to Luke Stanley. They feed it down low. Nice spin move underneath. Chop it up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound kept alive. And it comes out to Menominee. They'll reset. Baseline drive hanging in the air. Shot went up and in by Hayden Schwartz. And we're tied at 2. Menominee wants the trap. Everest gets away from it. Van Grinsven into the front court. He's doubled. He's in trouble. Needs to get rid of it. And finally does. Sierakowski drives in. Feeds the cutter underneath. They need to do something with the basketball. Get it outside. Kurtenbach had a chance to take a shot there, didn't do it. Now Kurtenbach has it, they'll reset. Sierakowski with it. Gets a screen, pull-up jumper from just past the free throw line. He got the roll, but it's Nick Sierakowski hunting the shot and knocks it down. It's 4-2, Evergreens. Menominee with it. There's a drive to the hole. Now they kick it right wing. Nate Stanley, they swing it. Pick and roll, they didn't find the roller to the basket. Now they kick it back outside and we'll reset. Everest playing man-to-man. Drive to the free throw line, back outside. Three ball from out there, back bracket, too hard for Mitch Stey. And another offensive rebound for Menominee. They'll reset. Nate Stanley with it, drives in, kicks it to the corner. They didn't have time to shoot the three. Now a drive to the paint, hangs in the air, shoots the runner. That's no good. It's his own rebound. Shot put up. And in off the glass, Luke Stanley rebounded his own miss, put it up and in. They let him play a little bit inside, no fouls as of yet. Everest now, and there's a foul, trying to go for the steal, and getting there late. And Van Grinsven was fouled. Everest will inbound inside court. First foul is called on Nate Stanley, that's his first. Everest inbounded. They get it to Sierakowski, bounce pass down low, spinning, turning, shooting up and in. That's Kurtenbach with the hoop on the feed from Sierakowski. It's 6-4, Evergreens. Driving to the paint, now they back it out. That's Luke Stanley. Stanley, high post, Aiden Schwartz. Schwartz gives it off. Stanley again. Dribbles around the perimeter. Now getting a screen, Mitch Stey kicks it off. Schwartz out on top. Good job on the man-to-man defense by the Evergreens. Now they keep it right wing. Luke Stanley with a long three in and out. No good, but another offensive rebound and then a foul on the putback attempt. Everest getting killed on the board so far. And it will send Nate Stanley to the free throw line. The foul's going to be called on Kyle Kurtenbach. That's his first. And it will result in two foul shots here for Nate Stanley. Excuse me, Luke Stanley. Nate Stanley. First one's up and in. First substitution of the game, Jack Stelter comes in for Menominee. Second foul shot coming for Nate Stanley. It's on the way, and it's up and in. He got them both. And it's a 6-6 game. Everest dribbling it up. Peterson gets it to Sierakowski. Here comes the trap. Peterson gets it back. They break it nicely. Peterson feeds a cutter in the lane. Hangs in the air off the glass and up and in. Grant Van Grinsven gets the hoop. Everest 4-for-4 here to start the game. Nice feed to the basket every time. There's a palming violation. He got away with it. Drive to the hoop. And a foul coming. Luke Stanley palmed the basketball and then drove in and got fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot 2. Foul is going to go against Chris Cornish. That's his first. And it will be Luke Stanley to fire foul shots. First one's up and in. Luke Stanley is a senior. Nate Stanley is a sophomore. And they're both on the floor right now for Menominee. Now we've got, I think one of the players is bleeding. And I think it is, they're looking for where the blood's coming from. There's some blood on the floor, and they're looking to see who that blood's coming from, because if there is somebody bleeding, they're going to have to come out of the game to get it taken care of. And now they found it. It's a split lip. It's Nate Stanley. He's got either a bloody nose or a split lip. I think he's going to have to come out of the game until they get that taken care of. Now they got to go around the floor and clean up all the blood drops. They've got a protocol that the WIAA follows for high school basketball when it comes to blood on the court. And so they're taking care of that, and while they do, I can tell you that Everest Basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And also CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. First foul shot, actually, the foul shot is up and in. Eight seven the game. Everest with the lead. They have the basketball. Everest 4-for-4 so far in the game. They're looking for inside shots, although they have hit one from outside as well. Sierakowski had a jump shot. Everest probing now. They're trying to deal with Stanley's bloody nose on the Menominee bench. Here's a drive into the paint. They kick it outside. Kurtenbach with it. Now gives it back. This is Van Grinsven. He wants to go one-on-one. He's got a height advantage. Now to get a pass down low to Peterson, he gets fouled. That foul is going to go against Jack Stilter. And that's his first. They were trying to post up Peterson down low that time. Everest will inbound. Stephen Weir in the game for the Evergreens, and he will inbound it. Weir lost it over the top too high, but grabbed by Van Grinsven. He's in the paint now, kicks it to Weir. He'll shoot a three from the corner, left it short, and the rebound grabbed by Menominee. First miss of the night for the Evergreens. Mustangs have it down on the other side. Pull-up jumper from the elbow. That's up and in. Luke Stanley knocks down the jumper, and Menominee has their first lead of the night, 9-8. Everest with it still in the backcourt. Weir hits it ahead to Riley Peterson. Peterson on the dribble. Peterson gives it to Weir, top of the key. Now they swing it left wing. Grant Van Grinsven looks inside. Peterson, top of the key again. Back to Weir. Now outside to Kurtenbach. Peterson now with it left wing. He wants to drive in. Hold him in and lay him away. God, it should have been a foul there, but he got the hoop to go. He just threw it at the basket and went in. Five different players have scored now for the Evergreens. Peterson gets that pass inside. Shot put up. Might have been blocked by Peterson from behind. And Kurtenbach grabs the rebound. Evergreens into the front court with it. And Grinsven goes baseline, hangs in the air, no! And the rebound goes out of bounds, last touch by Menominee. Everest will keep it. Good strong move on the baseline by Van Grinsven, but he couldn't get it to go. He'll take his seat as Sierakowski comes back in after a short rest. 3-11 to play first quarter. Everest leading 10-9. They quickly get it in. Here's a shot put up. He's going to foul. And the basket scored by Cornish. And he'll get an extra free throw here. And it's 12-9. Good scoring play off the inbound play for the Evergreens. Cornish got the basket and drew the foul. Foul shot is on the way. Line drive free throw over the front of the rim and in. He got it to go. He's got five. And it's 13-9. Evergreens. Menominee with the basketball. Aiden Schwartz with it. Out. Side of the arc. Now he gives it off to Luke Stanley left wing. He wants to operate at the free throw line. Bounce pass inside. Nice feed. Schwartz will get a layup. Good feed by Stanley. And he got it to Schwartz with the bounce pass. He laid it off the glass up and in. 13-11. Everest by 2. Riley Peterson in the front court to Sierakowski. Now it's Cornish. Sierakowski top of the key. Drives right down the lane. Splits two defenders. Missed the layup still. Gets the rebound. Feeds it out to Kurtenbach, who missed the shot, and the ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Menominee, and Everest will have it. And a couple of chances there, couldn't get him to go. And Everest will inbound inside court. Sierakowski will look to get it in. Jake Gabert into the game for the Evergreens. They try a backdoor cut, they get it to Peterson for a layup. Backdoor cut off the inbound play. And Riley Peterson lays it up and in. 15-11, Everest by 4. But now he with it. Pitch tied. Now they swing it around. Mo O'Ball in the game. He dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it right wing. Catch and shoot three. A rainbow. That's off the rim. No good. Peterson with the rebound on the miss by Luke Stanley. Everest into the front court. Peterson on the dribble. Gives it off to Sierakowski. Gave it to Weir. Now Peterson right wing. Looks inside. Nothing there. They cut, kick it back out. Cornish. Gabert. Now it's Peterson. He wants to drive. Now kicks it. Tries to kick it to the left wing. It's knocked away. Peterson saves it for a moment. Ball loose. And the Evergreens come away with it. Jake Gabert. Now it's Weir right away. A minute 28 to play here. First quarter. Everest leads by 4. 15-11. Weir between the circles. Gives it to Peterson. Weir gets it. Left wing. Shoots the 3. And Steve Weir for 3. And it's 18-11, Everest by 7. That was a design play. Weir gives up the ball, goes to that spot on the left wing. They get it to him. He shoots the 3. And now on the other end, Menominee gets a layup and a foul. That's Luke Stanley again. He's got 7 here in the quarter. And he'll go to the line to try to convert the 3-point play. The foul is going to go against Jake Gabert. That's his first. Substitutions. Kyle Kurtenbach back in the game for the Evergreens. Jacob Stroik gets into the game for Everest. And the free throw is up and in by Stanley. He gets the 3-point play. It's 18-14, Everest by 4. Into the front court with it, Grant Van Grinsven gives it off to Sierakowski. Stroik with it, top of the key, gives it to Weir. Weir back to Stroik. Stroik hands it off, and now we get a hand check foul called. That's going to go against Mitch Stye. That's his first. 46.7 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Everest will inbound at side court, leading by 4. And they get it in to Van Grinsven. Gives it off to Sierakowski. Now they get it to Weir, right wing. Van Grinsven, they swing it around the perimeter again. Sierakowski between the circles. Back to Van Grinsven. Stroik comes out to grab it. Everest probably play for one here. Let's see. Weir gets a screen. Gives it off to Van Grinsven. He's going to drive the lane. Split two defenders. Yes, and a foul. Van Grinsven got hit in the head as he split those two defenders and still was able to make the basket and draw a foul. He'll go to the line for a 3-point play with 22.8 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Gabert checks back in for Everest. Kurtenbach will take a breather. We think you'd have a foul there. It's going to go against Xavier Butke. Now, is that right? I don't see him out there. That's who they've got up on the scoreboard. Foul shot is up and in for Van Grinsven. He gets the 3-point play. 21-14. 7-point advantage for the Evergreens. Menominee looks like they're going to play for one here. Luke Stanley with it, gives it off, 7 seconds. Now they hand it off. This is O'Ball. O'Ball is going to pull up, shoot from the elbow, and hit. Oh, O'Ball hits the jumper from the elbow, and that's how the first quarter will come to an end. But the Evergreens have the lead here, 21-16. Back in a moment, you're listening to Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Donna King back here in Menominee. Here we go to the second quarter. Everest leading by a score of 21-16. And it will be Menominee basketball to begin the quarter. And it will be Luke Stanley on the dribble. Now Nate Stanley back in there. They've got his nosebleed stopped. Here's a three ball top of the key. That's going to be short. Long rebound is grabbed by the player who shot it, Mitch Skye. So Menominee will get another shot. You can see that ball is going to be short. Nobody from the Evergreens went to get the rebound. It came right back out to the shooter. Drive to the free throw line. Kick it right wing. Stye gets a screen. Drives in. Kicks it left wing. Luke Stanley at the free throw line. Pull up jumper from there. Too hard. No good. Sierkowski kept that rebound alive. And the Evergreens come away with it. Back the other way. Comes Everest to the front court. Riley Peterson with it. To Sierkowski. They're trying to post up Chris Cornish down low. Instead, they kick it back outside. They'll reset. And Grisman to Sierkowski. Now on top to Cornish. They spin it. Peterson, Van Grisman left wing. Sierkowski again. Outside the arc. Everest being very methodical. We've seen that they can play that way. They'll take a long time to find a good shot if that's what they think they need to do. Van Grisman, bounce pass down low. Cornish backed in a little bit, then kicked it back out. Peterson, left wing. Stroik. Now dribbling it out. Sierkowski, he was gone closely by Stanley. Everest passing it around the perimeter. Look inside again. It wasn't there. Now Peterson goes baseline, hangs in the air, throws it up a little bit short. And Menominee with the rebound. Both teams shot very well in the first quarter. Everest was 9 out of 13. Well, Menominee was 6 out of 12. Menominee gets the ball down low. They miss somebody, but Streaky didn't get the rebound. No foul. Nobody blocked out Rich Stewart. He was able to come right in and get the rebound of that miss. And it will be two foul shots coming for Stewart. Everest didn't block out. At times, Stewart cruised right down the lane and grabbed the rebound of that miss and drew the foul. First foul shot is short. No good. Menominee was 5 out of 5 from the foul line in the first quarter, but they missed their first attempt here in the second. Everest basketball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of 29 and J in Weston. Stewart hits the second foul shot. He gets one of two. It's 21-17. They're under pressure now. Everest breaks it nicely. They've got a 3-on-1, and they're going to lay up the other end, but he missed it. Cornish misses the layup, but we get a jump ball called as Kurtenbach got tied up by Nate Stanley. Maybe they had a 3-on-1, and Cornish laid it up too hard. Everest will have it on the possession arrow on the jump ball, and Sierkowski will inbound it. Looks to get it in all the way out on top. Being pressured out there is Van Grinsven. Now he wants to operate. Nearly lost the handle on the dribble. Gives it off to Peterson. Now out on top to Cornish. They swing it. Van Grinsven. Kurtenbach thought about the three. Didn't take it. Van Grinsven left wing. Drives into the lane. Kicks it outside. Peterson catches. Shoot three. And it rolled off. Pounce points. Rebound. And it's up. But no foul. Nice offensive board that time by Cornish. And he will get two shots here. Chris Cornish at the line. The foul is going to go on Nate Stanley, and that's his second. And Cornish hits the first foul shot as well. Everest is 3 out of 3 from the line tonight. 5:40 to play here, first half. 22-17, Evergreens by 5. Still to come tonight, Everest hockey. They take on Fond du Lac, St. Mary's Springs. Cornish hits the second foul shot. 23-17. Now into the front court. Luke Stanley. They swing it around. Stewart with it now. Down in the corner, this is Colton Carter in the game. Now out on top to Mitch Stye. They swing it around the perimeter. Now they get a pass inside. Stanley with a turner shoot. He missed that badly. Got the rebound back, though, in the lane. And now we'll dribble it back outside. So some fortuitous bounces leading to some offensive boards for Menominee here in this one so far. Stewart right away with it. Down low on the baseline, ball knocked away for a moment, then Stewart comes away with it. They swing it around, Luke Stanley on the perimeter. Evers playing a 2-3 zone here. Get out on top. Here's a three-ball launch right wing. That's too short. Stewart with the miss and Kurtenbach with the rebound. Riley Peterson will bring it ahead. The freshman into the front court gives it off. Van Grinsven with it. Now to Kurtenbach right wing. Kurtenbach looks inside, nothing there, kicks it back outside. Van Grinsven. Bullet pass inside. Shot for high off the glass, up and in. Austin Behrens gets the hoop on the feed from Van Grinsven. 25-17, Evergreens. Stewart with it. Back out on top to Stanley, former nominee. Stye with a long three-pointer up and in. Mitch Stye hits the three ball from the right wing. 25-20, Evergreens by five. Into the front court, Everest with the basketball. Van Grinsven. They spin it around. Van Grinsven with it. Gets a screen. Try to pick and roll, wasn't there. They send it over to Peterson. Peterson wants to go baseline. That's cut off nicely. They kick it back outside. Peterson, baseline again, cut off, but this time he splits his feet. The player inside, one of his teammates missed the shot. That's Cornish with the miss on the feet from Peterson. And Menominee with the rebound back the other way. Stye on the dribble, now gives it off. This is Rich Stewart. Back out on top, Luke Stanley. Stanley kicks it right wing, Stye with another three ball. That's too hard, no good. The rebound grabbed by Kurtenbach. Gives it off to Peterson, who will bring it ahead. 2:51 to play here, first half. They feed it back door cut. Kurtenbach works. Double team, splits the double team off the glass. Up and a tough shot for Kyle Kurtenbach, but he got it to go, splitting the double team underneath. 27-20, 7-point advantage for the Evergreens. Now the ball knocked away for a moment, and now a whistle and a foul is going to come against Van Grinsven, I believe. He nearly got the steal, and Grant Van Grinsven will pick up the foul. Just a 14 foul on D.C. Evers here in the first half. Evers will make them out, and he will inbound it. They get it into Luke Stanley. Stephen Weir back in the game. Sierkowski returns. Max Melodic in the game as well for Everest. Here's Stye. Three ball again from the right wing. Rim is out. No good. Another offensive rebound. Knocked away for a moment by Sierkowski. The ball is loose. Still loose. And Menominee comes away with it. Three ball from the left wing. That's up and in. Aiden Schwartz hits the three. Battling for the loose ball, Menominee won it and hit the three ball. It's a 4-point advantage now for Evers. They're in the front court with it. Sierkowski drives in, gets bumped, and they're going to call a foul before the shot. Sierkowski tried to use his speed to explode, and the foul will be called on Colton Tarter. And it will send Nick Sierkowski to the line. To shoot a one-on-one here. 17 foul on Menominee. And we're going to get a substitution here before the first foul shot for the Mustangs. Mo Oldball comes back in the game. So a one-on-one here for Nick Sierkowski. First one's on the way. And it rattles around and in. They'll get one more. A couple of Evergreens started running down the court already, thinking that Sierkowski had hit the basket. It was going to be a three-point play. And Sierkowski will get another one here. He gets them both. 29-23, Everest. And here comes Menominee into the front court. They get it right wing. Jack Skelter now on top high post. Peter Cutter now rolled at Stanley, hangs in the air, no but a foul. They're going to get Melodic, I think, as Luke Stanley came in. He'll go back to the line. Nice feed down on the baseline. Once he got it down there, tough to stop. And Max Melodic will pick up the foul. And it will be Luke Stanley at the line to shoot a pair here. First one's on the way. It's up and in. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Stanley, 3 for 3 from the line. He's got 8 points. Polanic will take a seat. Chris Cornish gets back into the game with 1:37 to play here in the first half. Second foul shot coming for Stanley. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound grab by Sierakowski. Peterson into the front court, gives it to Sierakowski. He's quickly doubled, needs some help. And a timeout call by Everest as they had Sierakowski bottled up. So Corey Heckel had to call a timeout to avoid the turnover there. And we'll keep it right here. Everest basketball is brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Or you can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports. Wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. 29-24, Everest with the lead. 1:27 to play here, first half. Already today, Wausau West dropped their matchup with River Falls, 56-45. Marshfield got a win, beating Hudson, 68-60. And Wausau East beat Eau Claire North, 46-41. The other games, Eau Claire Memorial over Superior in overtime, 54-49. And Rhinelander edge Chippewa Falls, 84-82. Everest inbounds it. And I realize not all of those teams are from either the Big Rivers or the Wisconsin Valley Conference. That's just how this thing is set up. Teams that would be in the same sectional for the most part. Now Everest throws it away. Sierakowski turns it over. Unofficially, I've got that as the first turnover in this game. Here's a three ball right wing. That's no good. And we're going to get a rebound. A loose ball foul is going to be called on Menominee. Three ball launch from the right wing by Jack Stelter. That is the first turnover of the game for either team that I have listed here. And we've only got 1 minute left until halftime. That's incredible. Nick Sierakowski is at the line here to shoot a 1-1 on that loose ball foul. The foul was called on Mo Oval. And Sierakowski misses the front end of the bonus. Menominee with the rebound. They hurry it ahead. Under 1 minute to play. And it looks like Menominee might want to play for one here. We'll see. They get it right wing. Stein has been not been shy about launching threes from over there. He's got the ball. Weir comes out to play him. Now they swing it around. Full ball. Down to 32 seconds to play in the half. Looks like they are going to try to play for one. Now they get it in the post, though. Stanley kicks it out. Oh, and Stein passed up the three. Now I know they're playing for one. He would have launched that earlier in the game. They kick it back outside, 20 seconds remaining and a half. Back in between the circles to Stelter. Now back to Stein. He's quickly doubled, and we're getting a reaching foul called on Stephen Weir. That's the 17th foul. That's going to send Menominee to the free throw line with 12 seconds left to shoot a 1-1. I'm not sure you wanted that foul right there, but a reaching foul called on Weir. And it will be Mitch Stein at the line to shoot a 1-1 here with 12.3 seconds remaining. Well, Everest will get the ball back here. First foul shot is up and in, but they're going to give up 1 or 2 points in the process. Stein's got 4 on the night. He gets one more here. 29-25. Evergreens by 4. Make it 3. Stein hit them both. Everest will inbound it. Riley Peterson will bring it ahead. 9 seconds. They pick him up at half court. He's doubled, gets rid of it. It's his Cornish down the lane, kicks it left wing. Sierakowski for 3. The airport called it too hard over the top. And the half comes to an end. But the Evergreens have the lead, a 3-point advantage here at halftime, 29-26. We'll take a timeout, come back, and give you the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to Evergreen Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.